भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ज्ञानतिमिरन्तस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकर चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुराय नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकरामहं ददाति स्वपरान्तिकं जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगराधर शिवासरि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे तुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 16 Description of Jambudvip, Shloka 25. So it is in prose, there is no. So we read just the Sanskrit and word by word, and then translation. Yan upajushanam nakarachit api prajanam vali palitaklamasveda daurgandhya dharamyam rityu. Shitoshna Vaivarnyo Pasarga Dayastapa Vive Vishesha Bhavanti Yavajivam Sukham Niratishayam Eva Yan, which all the products produced because of the flowing rivers mentioned above. Upajushananam, of persons who are fully utilizing. Na, not. Kadachit, at any time. Api, certainly. Rajanam, of the citizens. Vali, wrinkles. Palita, grey hair. Klama, fatigue. Sveda, perspiration. Daurghandhya, bad odors because of unclean perspiration. Jara, old age. Amaya, disease. Mrityu, untimely death. Shita, severe cold. Ushna, scorching heat. Vaivarnya, fading of the luster of the body. Upasarga, troubles. Adayaha, and so on. Tapa, of sufferings. Visheshaha, varieties. Bhavanti, are. Yavat, as long as. Jivam, life. Sukham, happiness. Niratishayam, unlimited. Eva, only. Translation. The residents of the material world who enjoy the products of these flowing rivers have no wrinkles on their bodies and no gray hair. They never feel fatigue and perspiration does not give their bodies a bad odor. They are not afflicted by old age, disease or untimely death. They do not suffer from chilly cold or scorching heat, nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live very happily without anxieties until death. Purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. This verse hints at the perfection of human society even within this material world. The miserable conditions of this material world can be corrected by sufficient supply of milk, yogurt, honey, ghee, molasses, food grains, ornaments, bedding, sitting places, and so on. This is human civilization. Ample food grains can be produced through agricultural enterprises, and profuse supplies of milk, yogurt, and ghee can be arranged through cow protection. Abundant honey can be obtained if the forests are protected. Unfortunately, in modern civilization, men are busy killing the cows that are the source of yogurt, milk, and ghee. They are cutting down all the trees that supply honey, and they are opening factories to manufacture nuts, bolts, automobiles, and wine instead of engaging in agriculture. How can the people be happy? They must suffer from all the misery of materialism. Their bodies become wrinkled and gradually deteriorate until they become almost like dwarfs. And a bad odor emanates from their bodies because of unclear perspiration resulting from eating all kinds of nasty things. This is not human civilization. If people actually want happiness in this life and want to prepare for the best in the next life, they must adopt a Vedic civilization. In a Vedic civilization, there is a full supply of all necessities mentioned above. So, here continues the description of Jambudvip. The inhabitants who live there and, let's say, enjoy the influence, positive influence, living nearby that rivers, they don't suffer, as above mentioned, they never feel fatigue, perspiration does not give their bodies bad odor. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that if people, especially if they are eating all these nasty things, they are having a very bad odor. I remember many times during Sankirtan, you visit houses of the people and they are not vegetarian, you know, it's like such a horrible smell. Or even if you just travel in the train or bus, you immediately recognize who is meat eater. Some people maybe ask you, why to not eat meat? And you can tell him, at least you will not stink. Can be one of the reasons. And much more benefit is there. But this is still in material world. And doesn't matter how good situation you will achieve in material world, it's temporary. Many times in the scriptures we have mentioned even glorification of material world some places, or even some parts of the scriptures are speaking about impersonal liberation. So people can be sometimes confused, huh? Why Bhagavatam is describing such a place, it's actually just the material world. And in Bhagavad Gita, the Hare Krishna, thank you. Krishna is actually denying the worship of the devatas. Yanti deva vrata devam pitrini yanti pitrini vrataha bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti matyajina apimam. Or Kamaistaista Hrita Gyana Prapadyantena Devatah. And those who are less intelligent, they will worship demigods. And of course the place which is described here, this is achieved by worship of the demigods. So on one side it is denied, on other side it is very nicely described in a detail in the scriptures. So I remember in Briha Bhagavatamrita there is discussion between scriptures personified, what is about liberation and bhakti. What is more important? Why liberation is mentioned in the scriptures? And the same reason why these such a nice descriptions, detailed descriptions of material universe is mentioned here. Many times it is there because to emphasize of something higher. Because then we read, oh, this is such a nice place. But then when we read of something higher, we understand that even this nice place within this material universe cannot give the real satisfaction, the real happiness in the life. And whatever life, whatever time we will waste to achieve this temporary material things, we cannot get anything back. Srila Prabhupada is explaining that what is the difference between Aryan civilization, or let's say Aryans, civilized human beings, and non-civilized. Nowadays, people, they consider themselves civilized. Many times I remember during preaching, you meet people and then they are opposing. They are asking, why are you preaching this old philosophy, some old civilization from old times? Now we are advancing, we are modern, we are progressing, we are advanced civilization. So I ask him, so what is the sign of advancement? That the people, they can speak to the small box 10,000 kilometers with another person? Is that a sign of advancement? That you can drive with high speed with the car? Is this a sign of advancement? And they think, oh yeah, this is the sign of advancement. So what about the side effects? Because all this advancement, especially nowadays in Kali Yuga, it is acquired by impious means. People in previous ages, they also had possibilities to utilize these things. For example, yogis, they could communicate on long distance also without mobile phones, but they didn't get the cancer of their brain. When they were traveling, they didn't have any crash or something like that. So all these things, because they are acquired by impious means, they have these side effects. And of course, the real sign of advanced civilization is that the people are happy. But nobody is happy, it's just the advertisement for happiness. And how they are trying to replace, or let's say, create from this place like heavenly planets. By, it is described that they are not getting gray hair, so we are dyeing our hair, right? They are not getting wrinkles. So nowadays you have plastic surgery, which is strengthening your skin. For bad odor, they are using some perfumes. And everything, this is only, how to say, replacement for still some better position in material world. But our life is not meant for improving this material position. Prahlad Maharaj, Kamaram Alcharit Pragyo Dharmam Bhagavatam Ihai, says that we have to start from very early childhood to cultivate our God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. If we will waste our time, we cannot get anything back. We cannot buy, even for 1 million golden coins, we cannot buy even 1 second back. So whatever time we will waste for improving our material situation, this will be lacking at the time of the death. And these descriptions are meant also for devotees. Because many times, even as a devotees, we are getting confused by material things, by material opulence. When Sri Krishna was leaving this planet, some of his associates from Yadu dynasty, who have been demigods who came to participate in the pastime, they gathered at Prabhasa Kshetra and they were drinking that liquor from the rice, and then they got bewildered and they killed each other. But it is this guy that eternal associates of the Lord who participated in pastime, they actually didn't went to Prabhasa Kshetra, and they left directly to the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining in the purport in Bhagavatam that devotees from Vrishni and Bhoja dynasties, who are eternal associates of the Lord, they went directly to the spiritual world. But sometimes devotees who are to be promoted to the spiritual world, they are inquisitive or curious, they can stop by in the higher planetary systems and enjoy for some time and then continue to spiritual world. So even practically on the level of perfection, you can still get distracted. You can still get distracted by material opulence. But Srila Prabhupada came and he was teaching us this mood of Vrindavan Dham. Vrindavan Vasis, they are not bewildered by these things. You can see in the story of Gop Kumar, when he was already in spiritual world, he went to Vaikuntha, Ayodhya and then Dwaraka, and still he was not satisfied because he was not meeting the Lord of his heart, Gopal. Then he met with Uddhava and Narada Muni. And they recommended to him that if he wants to meet with Gopal, he has to go to another place, much more elevated place. And they recommended him that he should go first back to Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan in material universe. And he was not considering, oh, now I'm already in spiritual world, why I'll be leaving and going back to material world. This didn't come to his mind at all. His only consideration was, what can bring me towards Krishna? What can bring me closer to Gopal? So immediately he left Dwaraka in spiritual world and he came to Gokul in material world. Of course, after a short time he was transferred to Goloka. So mood of Vrindavan Vasis, they are not considering their own benefit or their own happiness. They are always concerned for the happiness of Krishna. And of course, maybe we are not on the level that we can imitate this. But Srila Prabhupada is explaining that we should always try to follow in the footsteps of great devotees. Mahajano yenagatah sapantah. By this, actually we will get their mercy and we will be inspired to go toward the same direction, toward the same goal. Because maybe we are distracted by so many things in this life, but if you will be meditating on these great personalities and trying to follow in their footsteps, by their mercy we can develop the same desire. Maybe we don't have to be distracted by these material things. I remember there was one class going on and one devotee was speaking nicely about some things, about association of devotees and like that. And then later on I spoke with one senior devotee about that many times on the class we are speaking so many things which are meant for everybody, but so many people is actually not present on the classes. And many times I was thinking that actually those who sit on the class, their duty is then later on to deliver this message to those who doesn't come on the class. Also when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says Yare dekata rekaha Krishna upadesh, wherever you go, whoever you meet, you tell him about Krishna. This is not only for non-devotees. Many times we have to also preach to devotees, because we can see that many devotees, they have so many troubles to follow the instructions of acharyas, to follow our regular program. Because here, those who are sitting here, they are sitting here because they understand these things. But many of these things what we are discussing are meant for those who are not sitting here, who are not listening Bhagavatam class. And then doesn't matter if you put tilak on your nose or you put dhoti and come here and there. At the time of the death you will be confused, you will be bewildered by this material opulence. And then it will be very difficult to achieve the final destination. You will be born again. And Srila Prabhupada is explaining where you have guarantee on which what body you will achieve. Even in the story of Bharat Maharaj, such a great personality, still he was forced to be born as a deer. So where we are sure that we will be born as a human beings if we will not achieve perfection. If we are trying to go for exam and we are trying to just go somehow pass through, I can speak from my personal experience, the math is not really my strong. So
I was not really preparing for this final exam of gymnasium for math. I would say that by some mercy I passed through, but it was just like this, I would say, the last chance of passing through. And it was because I somehow prepared, but I prepared like, okay, I will prepare just to pass through somehow. And I actually passed through only because the teacher, somehow she liked me, so she closed both her eyes and said, okay, let him pass through, you know, otherwise I will have to go and repeat the whole thing. All the boys, they would leave after high school, they would go to university and I would have to come back and repeat. So I passed through, but that's not the case in, you know, I would say this doesn't happen in all cases. So sometimes maybe by some special mercy, we can pass through at the time of the death, but we cannot rely on this. If at the time of the death we don't get this special mercy, and we will have to get born again. No? It's not so pleasant, actually. You have to go again to the school, again through all these troubles. You can remember, even if you are born in a family of a devotees, so many troubles. In family of devotees, even. We can see that many parents are getting divorced, then their children are suffering. Same suffering, even as if they are non-devotees, the trouble will be there. The child will suffer, even as a devotee. Imagine, you're working hard all your life, you trying to be a nice devotee, but at the time of the death, you still didn't achieve perfection. You have to be born again. And you're born in family of devotees, and then again, you go through so many troubles. And not necessarily we were born in family of devotees. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada is explaining that if Krishna wants to give you like special mercy, he will make you to be born in a lower family, in fallen family. Not necessarily you will be born in a family of yogis or brahmanas or rich merchants. Sometimes if Krishna wants to bring you faster to him, he will let you to be born in lower family. Srila Prabhupada is explaining one purpose in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, difference between civilized and uncivilized, it's not that how many this material, how is it called, this technology and all these things, how many you are able to use in your life. Some people, when they take this, what is it called, smartphones, they are very experts in using it. And they are really able to use for so many things. But this doesn't make you happy. How this can make you happy? How this can actually even improve your life? I'm not saying we can use these things for the service of Krishna. I'm not denying the technology itself. But many people, even devotees, I just met recently one devotee, he told me that, look, I'm not following any sadhana, and still Krishna is providing for me so many material things. Krishna is giving me everything, whatever I want, whatever I need. This is complete illusion. Living in a holy dharma, you think like that. Because when this real test will come, this is not the real test. The real test will come when your knees will stop work, when your liver will stop work, when old age will come, you know, the more this gray hair will appear, then these thoughts for the dead, they will become more close to your mind. Then the real test will come, how seriously you practice your spiritual life. And the real happiness, it can be achieved only through chanting of the holy name, through surrendering to the process of Shravanam Kirtanam. All these other things, they are so temporary. They can work just for some time, but they cannot bring the real happiness, the real satisfaction of Atma. Gop Kumar, when he was traveling from different planetary system looking for his beloved Gopal, whatever higher destination he was desiring to go, his intention was never to enjoy better material facilities. His intention was only to serve better the Lord. So even if you are desiring some other situation, if you want to improve our service for the Lord, that's okay. But if you are just desiring better situation just to make our life so-called more easy, or let's say to be more happy. Why people are trying to get all these things? Because they are trying to be more happy. Why are you getting better car? You think you will be more happy because you get better car. That means you better woman will be looking at you. More beautiful or more attractive. If you are getting more opulent things, better facilities, better house, then you will feel more that you can remove the suffering. Then what does it mean if you remove suffering, you are happy? But that's only you remove the suffering. But always, I can observe that even after several years of practice, still I'm all the time falling for this trick. All the time trying to remove suffering. And then I caught myself, oh, that's not the goal. You surrender to Krishna, you surrender to Holy Name, absorb in the chanting, absorb in the kirtan, absorb in the listening Bhagavad Katha, and then naturally you will be able to tolerate all these things. Sometimes there is power cut, so a chant in home and in the house, then you are walking and chanting and there is nice fan going on, then the power cut comes. And it's like, in few minutes, there's such a change of environment, it's like really, it's just become hot, you know. But sometimes when you really get absorbed, you don't perceive this at all. It's just the body what is getting disturbed, and you know, it's something separated from you. You are absorbed in Holy Name and it's okay, power cut. But if you are not, then always mind is lamenting, why this, why that, why me? But this only happens if you are trying to take shelter in material existence. Chopra Prabhupada explained it, for some reason or other, we took shelter in material existence. We didn't take shelter of Krishna. But we even Ihayasya Haradasya Karmana Manasagira Nikilasya Vastasu Jivan Muktiya Se Uchate. Even within this material world, if we engage fully in the service of the Lord, we can take shelter and then we can be actually on liberated platform. We don't have to be influenced by this material world. Although externally you cannot remove these things. You cannot remove hot, you cannot remove old age. All these things will be happening, but this is happening only because the body is in this world and is conditioned by the laws of this material existence. But the Atma, we are not conditioned by these things. But to understand this, Srila Prabhupada said, to intellectually understand that we are not this body is one thing. And it's quite easy, it's a quite little intelligence. But to really realize that is a great job. So by nicely chanting of Holy Name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, then we will start to realize that actually we are not this body. We are not even the mind, which is always lamenting and complaining for different situations. Why this happened to me, and why I am in this situation, and even as a devotee, still devotees are not behaving nice to me, and this thing happened to me. Everything is only related to the body. But because we are identifying with the body, then we think, this is happening to me. But actually it's not happening to us. Everything is happening only to the body, and it's only to remind us that we are not belonging here. Tate nukam pam suksham ikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam hritvak vapudhir vidadam namaste jiveta yomukti padesat dhaya bhak. The one who is patiently tolerating all reaction from his previous misdeeds. There is nothing mentioned that one is have to tolerate what happens to him, but he's tolerating because of his previous misdeeds. We always did something in the past, then we have to tolerate so many things. But at the same time, if we, by our heart, words and our body, if we are worshipping the Lord, at the same moment where these difficulties are happening to us, then liberation will become our rightful claim. Janmaishvara Shruta Shribi Edamada Marakpunam Edamada Marakpuman Naivarhati Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Akinchana Gocharam. Those who are confused by high birth, education, material opulence, and bodily beauty, they actually never sincerely surrender to the Supreme Lord. So we can reflect, we can take a mirror, Chetodarpana Marjanam, if there is still some dust, we can reflect how much we are influenced by these things, and then according that degree, the sincerity of the surrendering to the Lord will be proportionate. So if we are, of course we are having these desires, but if we are trying to dovetail, to utilize this in the service of the Lord, or if it is not possible, then to tolerate and engage ourselves. Because there is always different levels, or you can just tolerate it if you are able and completely focus on service and on Krishna, or you can dovetail it, you can utilize it in the service of the Lord, then these things will not become obstacle in our surrendering. But if we are becoming confused by these things, then it will create problems. It can create problems on the path of bhakti. And it's not pure devotional service. What will actually take us from this material world is pure devotional service. How started the definition, the shloka of pure devotional service? Anyamilashitam jnana karmadi anavritam anukulena krishnanu shilanam bhakti rutama. That this what is actually, what will bring us to spiritual existence, even in this life and in the next, it has to be free from jnana and karma. So that means whatever sight, desire, except pleasing Krishna and his devotees, is actually distracting us, and is it can be harmful. It is harmful for devotional service, for pure devotional service. And only pure bhakti, bhakti amam abhijanati yavanyas chashmi tatvataha, only through pure bhakti we can understand Krishna fully. So, of course, I can speak high philosophy. Depends how much we are able to apply in our lives, how much I am able to apply in my life. But by discussing these things, we can have some goal, some ideal. Then reminding ourselves, we can work on this conjointly, together, support each other and improve our spiritual lives. Together, we are much stronger in Sankirtan, and we can give up all these things. So when we meet together, we meet and we discuss about Krishna, we chant the holy name. Not that we only meet, we take some prasadam and speak what happened yesterday or what your neighbor said or something like that. This will not really change our consciousness. And it's actually not even considered as a sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means that the sadhu is in the center of our association. That is somehow sadhu, or we are discussing about sadhu, or the sadhu is present there, and after this association we feel inspired, we feel purified, we feel elevated to spiritual consciousness. Not that after such an association we feel, oh, I would like to do some nonsense. We can see immediately that that was not something correct. So, there is so many things. Srila Prabhupada mentioned actually a few more things. He also spoke about cow protection. So we can see like how civilized actually are the modern civilization, how they are civilized. One of the main aspect of civilized human being is that they are performing sacrifice for what you need ghee, plus they are killing they are not killing their mother, the cow. But nowadays, so-called human, so-called humans actually, they are not even considered humans. They're dvipara pashu, the two-legged animals. What is the difference between an animal and a human? That a human, he's following rules and regulations. If you are not following, Srila Prabhupada saying, I was listening to the class and he said, rules and regulations for humans are compulsory. If you are not following rules and regulations, then you are animal, you are not a human. So this is what is going on today as a civilized, it's not civilized at all. And so many things they are doing wrong. And of course, they will get consequences, they will get reactions for that. So as a devotees, we have to avoid of this and try to follow rules and regulations and be fixed on Bhagavata Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi. These processes are going all together simultaneously, and they can bring us to the perfection of life. I think I can stop here. We have still some time. We can discuss something more if you would like to comment or ask some questions. What do you say, Brody? Residents of material world who enjoy the products of these flowing rivers have no wrinkles on their bodies and no gray hair. They never feel fatigue, and perspiration does not give their bodies a bad odor. They are not afflicted by old age, disease, or untimely death. They do not suffer from chilly cold or scorching heat, nor do their bodies lose their luster. They all live very happily without anxieties until death. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mataji. Do we have microphone?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice class, Prabhu.
Please loudly, I'm half deaf.
Okay. Thank you for a nice class. My question is about liberation. You mentioned earlier in the class that even if one takes birth in the family of devotees, it's not really guaranteed that they'll go back to Krishna in that lifetime. I think that's what you said. I've heard a lot of senior devotees, even gurus, saying that a devotee doesn't really aspire for a liberation per se. And also Lord Chaitanya mentions that for liberation, but rather to be servant of the servant, birth after birth, or to serve Krishna birth after birth, whether in hell or in heaven. Or the Goloka, if I can say. And then also Lord Chaitanya mentions the same concept that a devotee only aspires for that, to just be servant of Krishna, whether in material world or the spiritual world. So I'm trying to reconcile, I'd like you to reconcile the two ideas. How do we understand what's higher in terms of what to aspire for? I don't know if
that makes
sense.
Yeah, it's clear. I remember somebody asks many years ago, Suhutra Maharaj actually, similar question. If we look on teaching of Srila Prabhupada, like, let's say mainstream is, he speaks so many times about going home back to Godhead, huh? So many his classes finish with this. Why is that? Because this material world is so dangerous place, about this tendency to fall down is very, very close. We are very prone actually as a Tatashta Shakti to fall down. Of course, the highest, like I mentioned about mood of Vrindavan Vasis, they don't care. Even if they are in spiritual world, like Gop Kumar, they don't care. They can come back to material world. And when Gop Kumar was already in Goloka Vrindavana, when he finally achieved his goal, and he was associating with Krishna, one day Srimati Radharani requested him in morning time, before he was supposed to go on pasture grounds to herd the cows with Krishna, which is the cowherd boys, when they go to sleep, they actually don't sleep. They are only meditating about Krishna and waiting for the morning. When the morning will come and they can again associate with Krishna. So, morning before he was supposed to leave for herding the cows, Srimati Radharani requested him, you go to Gokul, to material world, and there is one person, one Brahmana, and you have to preach to him. You have to bring him to lotus feet of the Lord. And Gop Kumar he's expressing his thoughts, his line of the thoughts, and he's saying, I didn't consider it at all that I will not be able to go with my Lord for that day for the heading the cows, because I knew that if I will go to preach, it will please him more, and then actually my love for him will increase. So yes, that's the highest. But many times we have problems with so many these basic things. So it's so far away from us. Just live for pleasure of somebody else. So in one sense, by the pure, the most elevated devotees from Vrindavan and like that, even achievement of Vaikuntha is considered selfish. But till we will come closer to this level when we are fully meditating just on to how to please Krishna, it can be very helpful as a, let's say, to certain goal, you have like small goals on the path which are helping you to achieve that final goal. So one of these, in between the final goal, which is just the pleasure of the Lord and nothing else, is one of these is to go from this material existence. In one place in Brihadbhagavatamrita it is explained why devotees actually want to go to the spiritual world, to Vaikuntha. It is, and why it is even considered higher. Why, or let's say, why these devotees in Vaikuntha are considered higher than devotees in material world, although they are maybe same advanced, same elevated, on the same level of consciousness. Because in spiritual world there is only Krishna, or only the Lord, and only his devotees and nothing else. Here is so many other things and so much contamination. So therefore from some angles it is considered higher to be in spiritual world. From some angle it is good that we are also meditating, that we won't go home back to the spiritual world. But at the same time we have to keep in our mind this Ajinta Beda Beda Tattva. Some things can be looking different and at the same time they are non-different. We are meditating actually that our goal is only to please Krishna. Nothing else. But sometimes this can really, how to say, disappear from our focus. So then when we have this three kinds of suffering, adibhautika, adidaivika, adiatmika, klesha, is pinching us all the time. So it's reminding us, oh, this is not a good place to stay, so we have to go back home, back to Godhead. Is it clear? Yes, Prabhu.
I would be shameless and make little comment. And first of all, thank you very much for wonderful class. And as you asked for the question, I was thinking to speak it, but after this question it became more clear. I wanted to express that actually to try to become a pure devotee and be servant of Krishna, it's a very high thing. And many of us who've been 10, 20, 30 years can see it's not so easy to make tangible progress. And sometimes you think, where I'm going? More and more in my life, I see that we just have only Srila Prabhupada, whose mercy is unlimited, who has given us a process, although I am, and many of us, very unqualified to follow it. So basically there's no much chance other than hold to his lotus feet, follow his instructions, understand his teachings. In regard to the question of, you know, should we aspire to go back to Godhead or not? What Srila Prabhupada said, what he inspired us. This senior devotee, another senior devotee, when they speak, do they refer to Srila Prabhupada? Do we refer to Srila Prabhupada's book? Do we refer to Srila Prabhupada's process of following morning program, coming to Bhagavatam class, not necessarily listening on the radio, watching Mayapur TV? I was doing like that, but I was thinking, is that what Srila Prabhupada wants? If everybody would do like this, who would sit here, you know? Speaker would speak to the camera. It's also working like that. If we go into a morning program, for Prabhupada made it for us that we live regulated lives, there's very less chance that Maya can really grab us. Because we follow his program, it is his protection. If we start to think we don't need basics Srila Prabhupada gave to us, then this is a very, very dangerous path to go. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, bro. Very nice comment. I was just thinking, like, you edit perfectly, actually. Even forgot to mention this point about somebody can say something, but if it is not in the line of what Srila Prabhupada says, actually, I would say, I don't care. Whatever he says, what is his position? If Srila Prabhupada is different, I don't care. That should be our attitude. We are following Srila. He's the main, most prominent Shisha Guru in our line. All others has to be the same with Srila Prabhupada. If they are not same, then Prabhupada would say clearly, then you are a rascal. If you are not following what I am doing. Here is one more question. How material success of flourishment based on old Vedic style of living can be linked to spiritual advancement? Of material success of flourishment based on what you said can be linked to spiritual advancement. Simply, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. If you are pious, dharma, then naturally it will come artha and kama. It will come naturally. Even side effects of pure bhakti is material opulence, followers. This is side effect of pure bhakti. What to speak of following just some dharmic rules and regulations? You will also acquire material opulence. So in this way it is linked. Always. Even if you acquire something by impious mean, you will lose it. You cannot maintain it for a long time. And then plus you will get reactions. You will suffer reactions for that. So that is very easy link. If you are pious, you will acquire the, what is it? Economic development, sense gratification, and of course in the line of ordinary dharma, there is mentioned liberation, which we are not so much interested for. Like that. I wanted to add one more thing, what Dr. Gauranga Prabhu mentioned, that actually, if you become really advanced and even you achieve these platforms like Nishtha and even maybe Bhava and like that, what happens with your sadhana? That actually your sadhana will improve. It doesn't degrade. Many times devotees, in the name of advancement, they are actually abandoning their sadhana. But actually, if you are advanced, you will improve your sadhana. Your sadhana will become perfect. You have no trouble to wake up in the morning because you cannot wait till the moment you wake up and start to chant holy name again and associate with devotees. Not chant only in separation, somewhere in your home all the time. As you mentioned, Prabhu, it's perfect. Like, what do you think? During Prabhupada times, there was already radio. Srila Prabhupada couldn't figure out that he will only speak and people will listen on radio? Or only we are so advanced, oh, now I figure out, I can actually just sit and listen on radio, I don't have to even come to class. No, there is, it's more there, you associate, not only this, you come, you associate with devotees. And sometimes devotees, they bounce into you when you go in the class, then immediately you see how false ego is reacting. This will not happen if you sit at home and listen on radio. There is so many aspects, in, and also touching the bodies of devotees. Hare Krishna Prabhu, you are getting purified. Everything, this is combined, everything. This process is perfect. So many aspects is fulfilled at the same time. So if you are abandoning or, let's say, adjusting to ourselves, then it will become more difficult for us. And in general, I mean, I can see myself, I cannot say for you, I'm not so strong. If I'm with devotees, then yes, that's different. But if I'm alone, it's going so many funny things here. So, therefore, all this sadhu sangha, then we can really progress further and make some tangible progress. And at the time of the death, then Krishna will take care. We'll get maybe his special kripa and we can go join some pastimes of the Lord and go home back to Godhead. I think now is the time, if there is not something urgent, we can stop and we can go to show our face to the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.